Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the Scriptures to Luke, the 5th chapter. Let's pray. Let's release faith. Believe for the rest of the service. Did you hear that healings are happening?
Yes.
They are. They are. Healings are happening. They're popping like popcorn. Hear a healing. There a healing, everywhere a healing, healing, pop, pop, pop. Let's agree together for utterance and anointing and answers and healings, right? Right now, right now, tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, we all come together. We agree together as touching this, asking you for utterance, that we may speak as the oracles of God, that you may speak through us. It may be beyond us. And for all of us to have ears and eyes and a heart and a mind that can see, hear, and discern. Help us, Lord, to respond correctly and rise up in faith that your power may be manifested according to your will, and that healings and outstanding things happen. Everybody say this out loud. Lord, we pray.
Lord, we pray.
Stretch forth your hand.
Stretch forth your hand.
To heal.
To heal.
And that mighty things,
that mighty things
may be done.
May be done.
In the name.
In the name.
Of our Lord Jesus.
Of our Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We ask it and we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. So be it. So be it. So be it. Luke 5, are you there? We began a few weeks ago on a series we're calling Hear and Be Healed. Hear and Be Healed. In Luke 5 and 15, Luke 5, 15, it says, "But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him," talking about Jesus, "and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities." My, my. Seeing things while I'm speaking. They came together to what?
Hear.
To what?
Hear.
To be healed.
Hear.
Not first. First, they what?
Hear.
To hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. If you read down just a, well, read the 16th verse, the next two verses. He withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed, verse 17. "And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them."
Amen.
What's the Master doing? He's teaching. So they're hearing. Right? He's speaking. They're hearing. And while this is happening, this is not getting ready to happen. This is not about to happen. While he's speaking, the power to heal them is there.
Amen.
There. Present. And if you just stop right here, if the story ended right here, nobody is getting healed. Is it possible for the power to be present for healing and people not get healed?
Yes.
Yes. Is it possible for the power to be present, manifest, for people to be born again and them not be born again?
Yes.
Yeah, the Lord's not going to make somebody receive it. The power can be there. The anointing can be there. The truth can be being preached and taught, and somebody can hear it and be under tremendous conviction and see and realize they're lost without Him and know what they need to do, and they can get up and walk out. And there be no manifestation of salvation, and yet you can't say it wasn't the Lord's will for him to be born again, and you can't say the power wasn't there. It was His will, and the power was there, present. Well, healing's the same way, and many, many other things, same way. Just because something didn't happen does not prove that somehow it wasn't God's will.
Amen.
This is a big confusion that's throughout the church. People say, well, if it's God's will, it'll happen. If it didn't happen, it must not be God's will. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
Amen.
Wrong. Amen. Is it His will for anybody to perish?
No.
The Bible's very plain. It is not His will for anyone to perish. Are people perishing?
Yes.
By huge numbers. So there's a whole lot of things happening on this planet that are not the will of God and that are not pleasing to Him. Because He really did give mankind a free will. You can choose to believe or not. You can choose to receive or not. You can choose to respond or to ignore. I'm glad you're in church tonight. Because you're indicating you're a believer.
Amen.
You're a receiver.
Right.
You're a responder.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The power is there. Now, if you read the rest of the story, you'd have to add to the scriptures to say that any of those Pharisees and doctors of the law got healed. And yet the Bible said the power was there present to heal them. Somebody came in from the outside, tore off the roof, let the guy in, he got healed. Why? Because the people that were in the room with Jesus did not come to hear. Nor did they come to be healed. They came to criticize. They came to find fault. If you read the rest of the passages, these scribes, these Pharisees, these doctors of the law, they were taking notes to try to catch Him in something that they could report Him to the leaders. They're looking for some way. They're not open. They don't have ears to hear. And because they didn't hear, they didn't get healed, even though the power was there to heal them. They missed a tremendous blessing. I mean, think about it. You're in the room with Jesus.
Amen.
You're hearing the Master preach to you and teach to you, and the anointing is there, present. And you got a whole room full of folks sitting there like a bump on the log, getting nothing. Nothing. And left still sick with their problems.
Right.
Trying to find fault. Trying to say something negative about Him. Oh, folks don't realize it. My heart just goes out at times. People that, you know, I used to take it personally, but thank God I believe I've grown some. You know, we've got a lot of ugly letters about preaching healing, miracles, speaking in tongues, gifts of the Spirit, but especially about prosperity. And you know, people have said all manner of unkind things. But the thing that stands out to me is folks don't realize it's not about me. It's not about me and them. They are pushing away their prosperity by rejecting this word, which is part of the gospel. By rejecting it, they are pushing away their bills being paid, their needs being met, their children being well cared for. They're fighting for their right to be sick and broke. That's not smart. But see, these folks in this room with Jesus this day, did He convince any of them? They didn't receive. But there were some old boys on the outside. And they decided, well, I don't care who's in there. I don't care how full the place is. We're getting you in there, buddy. Can you take this? We will just haul you straight up the side, and we'll go over there, and we'll tear off some tiles. We're going to get you in there. You bet. He said, get me in there. Get me in there. Why? Because he believes. Amen. He's heard something that's caused him to think like this and want this.
Yes, yes.
Somebody say, hear. And be healed.
And be healed.
Don't hear.
And
won't be healed. Go to the 6th chapter. 6:17. He came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Zidon. See, these are multiple cities. There are thousands of people we're talking about here. And what did they come to do? They came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. This is not something that just happened one isolated time. This was an ongoing thing. To hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Verse 18, and they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue or power out of him and healed them all. Now, out of thousands of people, he mentioned 4 different cities and areas. You mean there wasn't one that it wasn't God's will to heal?
Come on.
There wasn't even 2 or 3 that God was working something out in their life and teaching them something, and it just wasn't time for them? Not a one?
None.
Say it out loud. Healed
them
all. How many is it God's will to be saved?
All.
How many is it God's will to be healed?
All.
People say, well, no, not everybody's healed. Not everybody's saved either. Same thing. Something not happening does not prove the will of God. People say, well, I prayed and nothing happened. I don't mean God let you down. I don't mean it was God's will for it not to happen. We've come short. Our faith hadn't been what it should be. Our understanding hadn't been what it should be. The Lord didn't miss it. And He is faithful. I said He is faithful. He is faithful. He will never let you down. If you got let down, it could be you. It could be other folks you know. But it wasn't God. I said it wasn't God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.